We are a independent rap duo. We rap about sexism, misogyny, racism, injustice. We came together in 2006. Come on, Imani, what's up?
2016
is what I meant.
Yes. Yeah, we came together. We are best friends. Polyamory with the best friends, for the best friends that's out there that's listening, like, what about me? You best friends too. And you will be best friends with us if you come to our show. That's what we're here to talk about. We rap about social justice. We make it sound good, saying you could twerk too. You could get this work, social justice work too.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we're going to be at the Spirit of the Suffragettes on Saturday.
September 21st.
Bringing it to you live.
Live and direct.
We'll be making jokes on stage. It'll be fun, y'all. So, yeah. We're based here in upstate New York and Troy and Albany. So we're really happy to be here with you today at the Sanctuary.
We're looking forward to it. Now, how did you get started? You say you're best friends. Are you BFFs or are you recent best friends?
Hashtag. Yes to the yes, yes. We got together because we were part of a poetry play kind of thing called Unspoken Word. Mm-hmm. I think it has something to do with suicide awareness. Mm-hmm. We didn't know each other previous to that, although we did cross paths once before, exchange numbers, but never followed through with that. And then we were both poets that were going to be a part of this Unspoken Word show. And that's how we met. And then over time, as we spent more time together, yeah, we just realized this experience we have as women is pretty similar across the board. Mm-hmm. We experience a lot of abuse, a lot of injustices. It's like Malcolm X said, the most disrespected woman in America is a black woman. The most, everything he said, yeah, list goes on and on, but you know, just coming to that realization, we came together, started playing some beats after some incidents have happened that we needed to process. We came together to really talk about those things. And then as a way to process, we just played some beats and was like, you know, we going through a lot. We were emotional that day and put some music on and the songs just flowed. And it was a rap ever since, mm-hmm. literally.
You all were recently voted or named the top hip-hop act in the Capital Region. I guess it was a shared honor this year. How did that come about?
Yeah. It was funny. It was shared because I thought when they made the announcement that they were like, we have two winners this year. I was like, oh, that's because it's both of us. Because it's two of us. But we got the award with Johnny Two Swim. Right?
Two phones.
My bad. That's a whole different group. Yes. Johnny Two Phones. And it was really cool. We've been, the collaborative, who was the alt before, has been really supportive of our work for a long time. Shout outs to Katie and Dave and all the people over there who make it happen. And I think they were involved in, like, you know, raising our names as well as the friends that we have, like, in, like, the local industry, like Taina, True Master, all these other people. But I think, like Kat said, we were in our feelings and we started playing music, making music, and then we shared it with our friends. And our friends were like, yeah, I'm trying to listen to this. And so we looked for someone who would be willing to record our album for us, like for free based off reparations. And we found someone, Fritz and Hudson. Man, we like just recorded a couple songs. We found out like, oh snap, you can put yourself on iTunes and Spotify. And like, you could just gotta pay a little bit, put some plugs and stuff in on the internet. It always seemed so inaccessible.
Right.
But we did that. And then people were able to hear our music. And we have an album that we've been working on putting out for a little bit, a while now. And I think the folks like what they heard. Can't deny it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fire. And it's motivating. That's what we need.
All right. Well, we're speaking with the members of Gitani, Imani O Plus and Kat So Poetic. They're going to be appearing live at Freedom Square in North Troy, the grand finale of the Spirit of the Suffragettes concert series from 3 to 6. Free food, free music. And they're going to be performing also a group from Madagascar, all the way from Madagascar, Toko Tello. Now, some folks may not know, I'm going to guess most folks may not know because we haven't told them, that Imani has been very involved in the series in that she actually helped pick out some of the artists, some of the best artists who we brought in, who I myself had never heard of before, and I think most of the folks around us, and we weren't really sure, but we checked Imani, and of course we trust Imani, so it worked out great. So that leads me to the question about your influences. You recommended Ciroc, I think, and I don't remember the other ones out of the list, but that one really stands out. Nitty Scott.
Oshun.
Yeah. Yep, a bunch of them. I think you might have been behind the largest number of recommendations to the series, and they really worked out well. How do you fit into the whole universe of women in hip-hop? How does that work for you?
Thank you for asking that question. Yeah, I think it's such an honor to have been involved in suggesting folks. Like, it was remarkable that we were able to meet these folks, or like, we're like, what? This is possible? Y'all come enjoy? Like, these are just dreams. Like, and I feel like we fit in the universe, right? It's the whole universe.
So we are women in hip hop,
right? So. You got Saturn, you got like Andromeda, you got like, I don't know, random ass rocks. I'm sorry, random rocks. And I just feel like we're all different types and sizes and styles and like genres, but we're in there. I think we just are raising our voices about issues that affect us, and we do it in a rhythmic way that people can bop their heads to. I feel like, Nitty Scott does it in her way, which is way different from Samus, which is way different from Ciroc and Oshun, but it's all about that authenticity of voice and that power and respect and knowing where we've come and where we're going. So I think we just, we're just sliding up in here alongside all these greats.
Mm-hmm. And do you run into problems when you're performing? Does some folks have different expectations of the music than what you're delivering? Or are you in a family where folks know what you're doing and who you are and they're with you?
I mean, for the most part, I feel like people who invite us to perform pretty much already know who we are, what we represent. And usually we bring a crowd of people who support our message and they can relate to it. I don't think I've ever run into any kind of problems except
for that one time.
Except for the fellas.
Yeah, right. We have a song. It's a remake of J. Cole's No Role Models, and J. Cole insists not to save her because she doesn't want to be saved, apparently. So we flipped that. And there was probably not sure if their identification, but seemingly male person in the audience that was just like, I don't want to be saved. Nope, don't save us. Nope, don't save me. And I feel like he walked out or something. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to be too dramatic about it, but it was a bit much. But other than that, people are usually like either with it or they're converts,
Yeah, I think he took offense because he was a fan of J. Cole. And one of the things that we really like to do is take the songs that some of our favorite songs, and we understand that there's a lot of like problematic things in regards to our favorite songs, so we could remake them. And in remaking it, he kind of felt like, oh well, what's wrong with J. Cole's version? And and so he felt the need to be pompous a little bit and sort of confront us while we were on stage. So I think that was the only problem we really ran into,
and that will be the only one.
So what can folks expect on Saturday when you hit the stage?
Some hot fire, spitting bars. They should probably get ready to, dance, vibe, feel good, and maybe even feel some uncomfortable truths that they will have to face. And some sort of freedom on the way.
Freedom and praxis. And like challenge, I like that. I might have to call some things into question. I'm thinking about how Ciroc opened up the whole season with the sage and the herbs and the cleansing. I feel like, we'll be doing our own version of cleansing and, like spiritual activism through
truth
performance. Truth telling, healing, uplifting, generations coming, those who have come. And a whole bunch of energy. It's going to be fun. So we want everybody who wants to dance to be there, be in the front, and people who want to dance in your chairs, that's fine too. But everybody's dancing. Thank you.